A crowd's gathering around a group of men who look as if they're from the 18th century, dressed in black coats and tall hats. And two accordion players are flanking what I assume must be the groundhog, the star of the show. It's a stuffed groundhog, and it looks a bit like a sort of tall, chunky squirrel with brown fur and very big teeth. And Jack Evans, a local councillor, is about to lead the ceremony.
Started a long time ago up in Pennsylvania in a town called Punxsutawney. So they came up with the idea that if the groundhog crawls out of his hole and sees his shadow, that predicts that we'll have 6 more weeks of winter.
This year, people are particularly keen for any sign that spring might be on its way, after a winter in which the icy tentacles of the polar vortex stretched across vast swathes of the US. So the prediction by the groundhog, who's named Potomac Phil after the river that runs through Washington, is keenly awaited.
Hey! What we've all been waiting for with bated breath, Potomac Phil, are you going to deliver us from this weather?
The men in tall hats are gathering around the groundhog, deliberating.
Here it is, folks. Potomac Phil saw his shadow. Oh! Oh, 6 more weeks of winter. Thank you all.
I was not surprised by the prediction. Given the kind of winter we've had, it was sort of expected. So I'm going to go home and wash all my scarves and get everything out. More layers.
I grew up in Texas. I was too hot down there. I like the cold. But it's been unfair cold the last few weeks.
Have you got another 6 weeks of it?
I'll probably just stay in bed for those 6 weeks. I'm probably just not going to go calling sick to work for 6 weeks.
But it might not be as bad as all that. According to someone here who's crunched the numbers, the groundhog has only had a 39% accuracy rate in recent years. So perhaps there's still hope for an early spring.